Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning, Monday. Monday, Bloody Monday. No, I know that's not it. That's a U2 song. It's actually Sunday, Bloody Sunday. But hey, sometimes I'm telling you, Mondays are rough. So I saw, this is kind of lighthearted, perhaps, but I saw this headline this morning. It's not nearly as aggravating. It's not aggravating at all. It's sort of funny. Walmart is getting into the wedding dress business. How many people do you know that would want to buy their dress, their wedding dress from Walmart? Obviously, there are probably some advantages with regard to the cost of a wedding dress from Walmart, but I was surprised to see this, that evidently this is a brand called, and you know what? I'm going to botch the name. It's called Eloqui. Maybe that's it. E-L-O-Q-U-I-I. Of course, it has two I's instead of just one. Eloqui. And it's a fashion line which caters to women sizes 14 to 28 and was bought by Walmart in late 2018. They have a bridal collection of 500 pieces. All of its bridal products are priced below $900, with dresses starting as low as $89. And evidently, the collection will officially launch in mid-October at the New York Bridal Fashion, well, as part of the New York Bridal Fashion Week, and will be available to customers via the Eloqui website. Interesting. I don't know. That'd be kind of interesting to see a retail store carrying wedding dresses, but why not? I guess if there's a demand, who knows? Who knows? You know, I'll tell the story of my wedding dress. I would say that I'm frugal. I'm not cheap, okay? I'm just frugal, and I just like to be practical. I think I would even say, rather than saying frugal, I'm just practical. I mean, how many times? Well, I mean, you know, obviously, ideally, you should only want to wear a wedding dress once. And so, subsequently, when it came time for me to search for a wedding dress, and I'm not trying to, oh, I'm so great because I didn't spend a lot of money on a wedding dress. I actually just thought that my dad, of course, my very dear, generous dad, paid for our wedding. And I, out of respect for him, I certainly wasn't going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on one day out of what would be a lifetime of marriage, right? And so I found a vintage dress, and that was when we were living in Minneapolis at the time, and I still have it and I love it. It's a different, I would say it's kind of like a cocktail dress is I guess what they would have referred to it as, but it's still very formal and it was very pretty and it was very, very me as opposed to something that was, I don't know, just too wedding-esque. That was just me. So if you'd like to join the conversation this morning, 715-845-2155, all kinds of, shall we say, interesting stories that happened over the weekend. I saw this actually, this has come up a couple of times. I just saw it on the Epoch Times this morning, but the GOP is going to immediately repeal the hiring of the 87,000 IRS agents if the Republicans flip the House. And I don't know if that's a promise or a threat. I don't even care. It sounds good to me. So, and during the course of the Wisconsin Morning News this morning, Chris and I were talking I brought up the subject about how can anyone vote for a Democrat? And you know what? If you are a Democrat and you're listening and you want to make the case about why it is that you will persist on voting for Democrats, I would love to get your call this morning. And for those that aren't Democrats that have seen the light and would never vote, as I've said many times for a Democrat, I'd be willing to hear your opinion on that as well. 715-845-2155. Boy, that made the phone lines light up. Keep trying if you can't get through right away, 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Uh-oh. Hello, this is Laverne calling. Am I on air?
You sure are. There's a great big echo, so turn down that radio, please.
Okay, hang on. I got to go to the other room.
All right, so I guess I'll have to do a little singing and dancing while we're waiting for Laverne. So I posed the question about the voting for Democrats. Are you there, Laverne? No, not yet. All right. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to share with our listeners, as I've said many times, Ron Johnson has a website about just the facts about this upcoming election and about his record and about Mandela Barnes' record. And one of the questions, he sends out an email daily called The Question of the Day, the Mandela Barnes Question of the Day. If you are so lucky as to attend a Mandela Barnes event, I encourage you to ask him this question. Mandela Barnes, you said that AOC and the squad are bringing big, bold ideas to Capitol Hill, and they're changing the status quo. Which big, bold ideas of the squad accurately represent Wisconsin? Laverne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Okay. Well, I wanted to make a comment about Michael's running for governor, and I am going to vote for him simply because, well, there's reasons I don't want to vote for Evers, but I really am not too hep on him. I'm only going to vote for him because I don't want to vote for the other guy, but I don't see him as being such a attractive candidate. I mean, value-wise, I don't know. I'm not turned on by him, and I'm a little disappointed that he's our Republican candidate.
Who did you support in the primary, Laverne?
Rebecca. I don't know if you remember me at all, but I was at one of those rallies. Laverne, you don't remember me?
Well, there have been
a lot
of rallies and a lot of events.
Yeah, but that's all right.
Your name rings a bell.
Well, that's all right. So I was at a... I think she would have been more of a candidate that I think she would do better, but I do hope Michaels wins. But.
Right, I know, and I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean that may be the decision that many have to make is that, well, I mean, I wouldn't characterize this as the lesser of the two evils, because I do believe that Tim Michaels is a Republican. I do believe that he is a conservative. He wasn't obviously my first choice. He wasn't your first choice. But he certainly leaps and bounds ahead of Tony Evers. And we certainly don't want another 4 years of really, I mean, he's not a leader. He's proven that he's not a leader. He's not, ironically, even just... in claiming in this in 4 years ago that he was the Wisconsin's education governor, what did he do for the children here in Wisconsin other than oversee shutting down the school, and which has been harmful not only to their mental health but also to their educations, and that's a legacy that Tony Evers will have, and that we need to make sure sticks to him. Well, Laverne, hey, thanks for calling in. And I understand your disappointment. I mean, I, too, was disappointed that Rebecca didn't prevail. And, you know, sometimes I even say, you know, I usually say this off air, I feel unfaithful to Rebecca for even, you know, promoting any other candidate. But we have to unite around the common cause of beating Democrats.
I remember back when Trump won the elections in 16. A lot of people, including myself, voted for him because I couldn't really stand Hillary. So, and I think that might be some of the case now. I mean, maybe Michaels doesn't appeal to a lot of people, but yet they maybe will see that he is a better choice and between the two. And it's not so much they like him as much as they don't like the other guy, perhaps.
Right.
That's the way I'm going to vote anyway.
Yes. Well, and I mean, I concur, and I mean, I have had the. I will tell you this, and I mean, Tim Michaels can defend himself, which he does, but I have had an opportunity to get to know him a little bit better, and I have more confidence that he will represent us well in Wisconsin. I guess I'll say that I'm just going to be optimistic that he will represent us well, and that we have to give him a chance. And, you know, who knows? My optimism says maybe he'll turn out to be a candidate like Ron Johnson, because Ron Johnson was an unknown when he ran for United States Senate, and look at where he's come today. So we can hope for the best, and that's all we can do.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling, and I appreciate it, Laverne. Have a great day. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning, and welcome to Feedback. Hello? Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yep, a little bit. You're very echoey, so hopefully.
Is that any better?
Kind of. Go ahead.
Okay, good morning. Just wanted to say, you know, we need to get over the primaries. You know, we cannot afford not to get over the primaries, and we need to focus on the future. And Tim Michaels has a lot of positive qualities. You know, I just got a brochure from him, and he's the first one I've ever seen who's actually talked, you know, in his campaign literature about the proficiency scores of, you know, which are atrocious. And so I give him credit for that. He's the first politician that I've ever seen actually, you know, put that down. And that tells me that he has guts. And we need that kind of leadership. And he's starting to remind me a little bit more of President Trump. And by the way, President Trump had an unbelievable speech in North Carolina this past weekend. If your listeners get a chance, he was totally on his game. And I've seen many of his speeches, but he's somebody who has inspired me more and more. And I think that Tim Michaels will inspire me more and more as I get to know him.
Well, that's a good optimistic outlook. I would also say I just got a press release from the Michaels campaign this morning, and I'm just looking at the date, the 26th. And I mean, I also like, too, that he's calling out Tony Evers with regard to this, his parole commission and this horrible decision to release these violent criminals back into our communities. And I applaud him for keeping an eye on that, which is really ultimately most important, or at the forefront of all of our minds, is, well, in addition to inflation, the alarming rise in crime throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's a tremendous point, Meg. And I've come to believe, based on everything that I've seen, that the Democrats and the establishment want as much chaos as possible. They want the crime, and what they basically want to ultimately do is say, hey, you know, we've shown that capitalism doesn't work, and so we need to nationalize everything. And I think that's, you know, I think that's their strategy. I can see no other reason why they would go out of their way to put people in danger and create this kind of chaos. It's so selfish.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? And I don't know if you saw this article about Venezuela also releasing their violent criminals and you know, essentially sending them over the border into the United States, because rather than having to deal with the overflowing prison population in Venezuela, they're sending them to our country and letting us deal with them. And that's, I mean, that's another consequence of Joe Biden's open borders policy here in this country. Oh, I think I lost you. Thanks for calling in, Lewis. If you'd like to join the conversation, 715-845-2155. I have just a few minutes. I can maybe take one or two more calls. You know, something I talked about during the, well, not this last call, but the one previous, about Ron Johnson's questions of the day that he sends out. And he sent this one. He sends them out. I don't think he sends them on Sundays. Maybe he does. But this one was Saturday's question. Why do you want to give benefits to illegal immigrants? And I talked about this during the Wisconsin Morning News. So we have a problem, and there's even a problem here in Wausau, a homeless problem. We're not taking care of our homeless citizens. We're not taking care of our citizens with addiction problems. We're not taking care of our veterans the best that we can. And so subsequently, we shouldn't be opening our borders wide to every single person that wants to come into our country until we take care of our own first, until we take care of our own citizenry first. And that's something that the media never asks Democrats these types of questions. The media never asks them tough questions that are really based in reality. And that's particularly frustrating. And so that's why I say, and this is something I suggested at our last Get Involved Wisconsin event, is that if you have the opportunity and you are so bold to do so, you ought to show up at one of Tony Evers' campaign events or Mandela Barnes' campaign events. And armed with your own phone and your, well, gosh, I'm a citizen and I vote and I want to ask this candidate a question. I want to ask this candidate a tough question. Get them to answer it on your smartphone. And that's my, I encourage you as a citizen reporter or as a whistleblower to get as close as you can to those candidates and get some, ask them some tough questions. That's something that I encourage everyone to do. And that's, we all have to play a part in ensuring that come November, these Democrats are no longer in office. And as I said during the Wisconsin Morning News, why anyone would vote for a Democrat, I do not understand, in light of where we are today, in light of what this country looks like after 2 years of Joe Biden, and in light of how Wisconsin looks after 4 years of Governor Vito. Looking at the clock, I got to take a break. And I'll be right back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Well, I'm going back down. Thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson on this Monday morning. Hey, it's almost, well, it's almost over for me. I know, I realize many of you are just starting your days. Well, I'm just concluding mine. I wanted to respond to an email I received last week from one of our listeners. She said she drove by City Hall yesterday. Well, this would have been last week. And the box that had been wrapped up in a tarp is now unwrapped. That's the absentee ballot drop box. And I did actually also see that as I was driving by. I did not stop because I was kind of in a hurry, but I did see that it is now the official payment drop box, and that's what the sign said on there. And I don't know if you could read that from your wherever you were driving past, but that's what it said. Hey, I'm not happy about it. I think that they're repurposing it, so I guess we should be happy that they're recycling the box, but it does represent a not such a good time in our voting, in our history of voting here in Wisconsin. So, but that's the scoop on that. And I'll get some pictures of it and maybe do a little blog on it later on this week. Just want to leave you with this. This is a question of the day from, or to Mandela Barnes from Ron Johnson. This is from Friday. Hey, Mandela Barnes, why do you have the state patrol chauffeuring you around if you wanted to fund the police? Inquiring minds want to know. I'm going to leave you with this words of wisdom. And remember this when you are a citizen reporter showing up at a Mandela Barnes or Tony Evers event. The man who cannot endure to have his errors and shortcomings brought to the surface and made known, but tries to hide them, is unfit to walk the highway of truth. Got a boogie. God bless you. Hope you have a great day. Talk with you again tomorrow.